My name is Katie. I am 7 years old.
And what happens when we go over to Great Ormond Street?
I get an operation.
What does that feel like?
Coming off oxygen. Nice. I get to go off oxygen. I can play myself.
Katie has a disease called pulmonary alveolar proteinitis, and it's a buildup of protein in the lungs, which Katie's lungs can't disperse the way a normal person's would. The lungs be so clogged up as such that she needs to attend Great Ormond Street to have lung lavages done, which is a washout of the lungs.
And it's incredibly rare, isn't it?
It's a really rare disease, so it is. There's three children worldwide have this particular disease that Katie has. That's through research done in Great Ormond Street.
When did you first realise something was wrong with Katie? She's seven now.
She's seven now. So when Katie was 3 and a half, Katie took pneumonia, severe pneumonia, and they couldn't get her weaned off the oxygen. She was on it for about 8 weeks and they couldn't get her weaned off, so they sent her for further investigation up in the Royal, and they diagnosed that February that she had this particular disease. At that time, the signs weren't good, you know, for Katie, because she was in such poor health.
Can I just say something?
Yeah.
I think you love school.
Yeah.
Why is it so important?
I couldn't come for so long. I missed primary one and most of the nursery.
And what happened there?
I took pneumonia.
And were you very poorly? Were you very sick? Someone told me you were very brave though.
Yeah.
I think because Katie has such a fighting spirit, you just take it day by day and it's just life, you know. We don't dwell on how sick she is because she pulls through each time, you know, and she just has a good outlook in life, and I think it gets us all through it.
It's a difficult question to ask any mum. You said that she pulled through each time.
Uh-huh.
Is there a suggestion there that she may not have?
So to put Katie under anaesthetic is always a chance that she may not pull through, but I think those first two were the riskiest. Katie's very fine. She has very fine makeup. When she went over when she was four, it was the first time they'd ever worked on anyone so young and so small, so they found it very hard to get the right tubings and pipes to fit Katie's throat and windpipes and trachea. So they worked with a team of people and they come up with this 3D printing. And they were able to, through scans and things of Katie, they were able to make a trachea perfectly proportioned to Katie's. And this meant prior to operations, they were able to work with different tubing to get different tubing to fit the trachea, the 3D trachea, which saves a lot of time, and they were taking Katie to surgery.
For any role model for an adult, for her grit, her determination and how she has faced the challenges in life, you know, she's an absolute credit to us as a school and to her family. She is an amazing wee girl.
Surely the kids were helped to understand this very recently. What happened?
On Friday morning, STEM Aware were in school, science, technology, engineering and maths. So they would work with the primary schools and the secondary schools in raising awareness of those subjects.
And they came specifically here to explain about, I suppose, how Katie's lungs are or how she might be impacted upon.
And also they were able to access for us a 3D printer from Thornhill College. And four girls from Thornhill came out to show how they used their 3D printer to make medical splints.
Did that help the children understand perhaps Katie and her condition and the treatment she was going through?
And I think the sort of the advanced nature, if you like, that this was quite cutting edge technology. So they were able to see the 3D printer at work and see how it was creating things as they watched. And it really gave the children an idea of what was created for Katie.
Because Katie's condition is so rare, travelling to Great Ormond Street at the minute is the only help for Katie. She doesn't dwell on anything. She just gets on with it.
Yeah.
Tell me about PE classes, because I hated PE classes.
We get to run about. We did jumping last week and hopping.
That sounds like an awful lot of exercise.
And then there's a class on for 8 weeks.
8 weeks of running and jumping?
No, it's not running and jumping. We get to graduate after it.
So you're good at maths and you're good at PE.
Yeah.
What's the best thing about school?
I like maths.